the hard shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Now, today, the National Transport Authority unveiled phase one of exactly how they propose to roll out the routes. So I think there are some 16 routes, and you're going to have 4 in the first phase, 6 in the second phase, Liffey Valley, Rathfarnham, Clondalkin, all to the city centre, Talaternia, and then phase 3 in mid-February, involving on right from Bray to the city centre, UCD, Ringsend, Ballymun, Finglas. It's very important to the capital. Well, joining us now is Gráinne Macken, Director of Communications for Bus Connects. A lot of people very, very concerned about losing their front garden, their car parking space. Tell us, Gráinne, some details of what was announced today, please.
Okay, good evening, Ivan. Today we've announced the first phase of the core bus corridor project, which is part of Bus Connects, and this is where we're looking to create continuous bus lanes and cycle lanes along 16 of the busiest bus corridors in Dublin. Now, these are established bus corridors. These are not small, quiet roads, so they're busy roads anyway, but what we need to do is give bus priority the whole way in, because at the moment, about a third of the bus routes only have bus priority. So you have a bus coming down a street, it's doing well in the bus lane, then it has to get back into general traffic and everybody is congested. So what we've announced today is 4 of those corridors, and it's only the public consultation stage, so that's important for people to know that they have plenty of time to feedback their thoughts and impressions on this. So it's Clongriffin to City Centre, Sword to City Centre, Blanchardstown to City Centre and Lucan to City Centre. So of those 4 corridors, they carry, you know, over 20 to 30 million passenger journeys per annum. So we need to look after a lot of those people on the buses and the cycling. But obviously, given that we need to widen the road, because we need to get a continuous bus lane in, we need to get a cycle lane, and we need to get the good footpath in. So the roads are in areas, some quite narrow, so we need to widen them out. That means that we need to potentially take some of people's front gardens. Now, it's potential at the moment because we're only in kind of the initial emerging preferred route stage, and we've been into the detailed design stage. So we are looking at removal of some parking spaces, absolutely on-street parking, a removal of some trees, which there will be a full replanting programme put in place. We will also be looking at taking some of people's front gardens, and obviously a front garden will have a wall, it'll have a gate, and they will obviously all have to be replaced and compensated for. So we look, it's looking at about 340 properties on those, across those 4 corridors.
What's their consult about? Surely you're going to have a compulsory purchase order.
First of all, we're going to have to...
Like, you're sugarcoating this. Let's call it what it is. They won't have a lot of discretion or choice about this. They'll just have to accept it.
Well, they'll have a choice as in when we get out and do the detailed design. If we can find pinch points that we don't need to cut into people's gardens, we will. You know, we will be definitely going out to try and minimise any impacts. And if there is people who have parking that is needed for disability parking, or if there's other issues, we will have to look at those on an individual case by case and try and address them. But you're right, CPO is the long-term planning process. And that goes through a statutory process, as a lot of people know, which includes on board Pinol application, which includes obviously an environmental impact assessment, which all of these worries and concerns that people have to do will be taken into consideration. But we can only widen the road a certain way. The bus carries 2/3 of all our public transport users. There isn't another way to do this to get people moving. I mean, your program last week ran, you know, daily programs on commuter health. People are out there stuck in congestion, be it on the bus or in the car, and we need safe cycling space as well. We've increased our cyclists by 43% in the last couple of years. They need safe cycling. We need to give them segregated cycling. A bus can only travel as fast as the slowest cyclist in front of it. Cars can only travel. We're both putting in buses. For example, we're putting in extra buses just to meet the timetable, and we're now getting congestion of queues of buses in the bus lane. So something, there are tough choices that have to be made. And we appreciate it's difficult for people. We started talking to people. We sent them out letters the last couple of days, and we've offered them one-to-one sit-down meetings with the design team, not with comms people, not with PR people, but with the design people to talk to them on an individual basis. So that process already started.
So what sort of response are you getting? Because I'll give you one response that I've got from Connor in Kimmage. He says, I've a business along one of these corridors in Kimmage. Our business and that of others will be destroyed if this goes ahead. This after our city council raised my rates bill times two. It doubled in recent years. Like, what response are you getting from these people? Is it pretty confrontational? Because in some cases you may say, well, it's 12 metres by 10 metres that you're going to lose. You could entirely, you know, put them cheek by jowl up against cyclists coming out their front door. Like, will you be offering people alternative relocation?
Of purchase of their full buildings and their low, we're not looking to take anybody's house. I mean, we're looking at the property.
Just leave them with no front.
No, well, you know, first of all, we'll be talking about between maybe a metre to 2 to 4 metres, depending on the length or the frontage that they have.
So 4 metres is the maximum that anyone will lose?
At the moment, that's what's looking at the maximum, but we're only going out with 4 routes, and the Kimmage route isn't actually one that we're going to be going out with until later on in the year. So people will only get the detailed information from us from Kimmage in mid-January. So that gentleman that has contacted you, he won't know if there's any potential impact on his area until we start looking at the detailed design in mid-January for that guy.
How much is all this going to cost?
Well, there's a budget. BusConnect has an overall budget of $2 billion. I think this infrastructural 230 kilometres of bus lanes, 200 kilometres of cycle lanes, it's the big line share of it. So it's up to $1.5 billion.
And you mentioned timetable. Like, I can see the mother and father of delays. Like, once you mention Bord Pleanála, our objector culture, High Court reviews, this could go on. We saw with Athenry in terms of how things can get fouled up in the legal process. Give us some indicative best case scenario timeline and some worst case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, this is the process that we have to follow. I mean, this is the way that things and infrastructure projects are done and developed, and people have a right to complain, they have a right to object. So, I mean, this is the process. What we're looking at, so we'll go out for public consultation commencing now. We'll stagger the phasing of the public consultations until May then of next year. During that time, we'll start doing the detailed design work, which will help us prepare the application from Bord Pleanála, again, including that environmental impact assessment report, which I've said. So it'll be 2020 when we actually put a submission into the board. Now, that will obviously, you know, could require an oral hearing. Obviously, there'll be lots of documentation needed in advance of that. We would hope then if the project is successful through the board, then we would start construction and acquisition. It would only be acquisition and CPOs in 2021. So it's a long way in, and in terms of lead time. So we would hope that we would be able to start.
Well, I'll be in a nursing home, definitely.
Now,
some of the texts, it took me 95 minutes to get into town today, which usually takes me a maximum of 45 minutes. Whatever they can do to ease the congestion is absolutely fine by me. How will cyclists be protected under this new plan? Will they all be segregated, or will cyclists still have to cross over with buses and share lanes?
The whole plan of this, and that's a huge important strand, is the segregation of the cyclists, because you're right, at the moment cyclists are in the middle of cycle lanes or general traffic lanes. We need to give them a fully segregated cycle track along bus lanes, so they're segregated from general traffic, from the footpaths and from the bus lanes, and that is integral to the project. I mean, it has to be done.
I hope those property owners fight this. They would not do this in a minister's backyard. I live in Kimmage Road Lower. With this new bus connects, they will be taking away our on-street parking. We do not have a front garden or anywhere else to park. So what do? We both need our car for work every day and just can't ditch the car and take a bus around the country for our sales calls. What do you say to them? It seems you've really angered the people at Kimmage.
Yeah, I mean, and again, Kimmage, we'll be going out talking to those people in mid-January. So, you know, in terms of the information we have at the moment, it's limited. But, I mean, appreciate on-street parking, I think it will be a really, it's a really delicate one. I mean, on-street parking is kind of a premium for people. What we're looking to identify is the closest possible location. If people lose their on-street parking, the next closest location that we can get them parking. But again, it's going to be on a case-by-case basis. But I think the parking one, you're right, is going to be difficult to manage.
Okay.
But
finally,
again,
Gráinne, just a general point. A lot of people are saying, if you look at London, if you look at the Tube, if you look at the metro in other continental countries, what about biting the bullet and going underground with public transport?
Well, we have a plan for Metrolink. That consultation is going to be going back out for public consultation in January or February, I believe. But if you even started a Metrolink or a Lewis project, you wouldn't have anything completed for the next 5, 7, 9 years. So in the
I'd be in the grave then, not the nursing
home. We'd be talking about your demise, Ivan, quite a lot. But you won't have anything done. And we have a population growing. We anticipate that the population of Dublin and the Great Dublin area is going to increase by 25%. We're going to have 1.5 million people living and commuting and getting in and out of the city. The bus is the only short-term and medium-term measure that we can put in place.
All right. Gráinne Macken, Director of Communications for Bus Connects. Thank you for that. Just before we go to the break and get business news, here's what one Clongriffin resident told our reporter Shane Beattie earlier.
Said that we've taken so much off the gardens, so you get compensated for it. But I don't know what anybody else can agree to, because the traffic is sort of like on top of you already, you know what I mean? So, like, I thought it was just a cycle lane, really. I didn't think it was the bus. Because if you're going to do the bus, well, then, like, the traffic would be still on top of you, you know what I mean? Because, like, it's bad enough in the night time, like, with all the lorries and that, you know what I mean?
How would you feel about losing a bit of your garden?
It doesn't really bother me, to be honest with you.
It'll give you a bit of...
Look, is a cycle lane or a bus word? Well,
no,
well,
a cycle lane.
Okay.
Yeah, cycle lane is what would be going in your garden. That's what they're... Yeah.
But
yeah,
as I said, like, I mean, years ago, look, they were supposed to do that and they never did it.
Yeah.
The NTA can expect a lot of, you know what I mean, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. Business news is next.